You know, I'm not a big person, never have been a big person on dates or times or things like that, but I am on seasons. And we're coming into Passover. 14th will be Passover, 6 o'clock on the 14th, Passover starts, which takes us into our Easter services and all of the things like that. Well, April, I believe, is always a special month because we're going into Passover. I mean, my gosh, just think about it. The sins of the world were forgiven, if you'll let me say it, this month, right? I mean, the dates change and the times, you know what I'm just saying. The sins of the world change, you know? And when I said that about not being a big, like in other words, I know a lot of people that practice Lent. And they feel like they really did something because they gave up something for a week and then they just went out and went hog wild come Saturday or Friday or whatever, how that works. And I just never have been a big deal on Ash Wednesdays and things like this because I've seen so much religion involved in that where you just go and you just are going through the motions when there's no heartfelt unction of the Spirit of God to really do anything, okay? And this morning I was reading this scripture. And it's found in the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 10. And it says, "Then Samuel took a flask of oil and he poured it on his head and he kissed him." He's talking about Saul when he is going to look for the donkeys and he went to see Samuel. He says, Is it not because the Lord has anointed you commander over his inheritance? Now, when you have departed from me today, you will find two men by Rachel's tomb in the territory of Benjamin at Zilzal, and they shall say unto you, 'The donkeys which you went to look for have been found.' And now your father has ceased from caring about the donkeys and is worried about you, saying, 'What shall I do about my son?' Then you shall go on forward from there and come to the terebinth tree at Tabor." Now, you got to understand something. Samuel is prophesying this to Saul. I mean, he's got a pretty exact prophecy going on here, you know what I'm saying? He's not just saying, "Yay, hey, go north and you'll find what you're looking for." I mean, he's giving him very specific instructions through a prophetic word to Saul. And so he says, "There three men are going up to God at Bethel, will meet you, one carrying three young goats, another carrying three loaves of bread, and another carrying a skin of wine. And they will greet you and give you two loaves of bread, and you shall receive from their hands. And after that you shall come to the hill of God where the Philistine garrison is. And it will happen that when you have come there to the city, that you will meet a group of prophets coming down from the high places with stringed instruments, tambourines, a flute, a harp, and before them. And they will be prophesying. Then," verse 6, "the Spirit of the Lord will come upon you, and you will prophesy with them, and you will be turned into another man." Okay, let's read on a little farther. "And let it be when these signs come upon you that you do as the occasion demands, for God is with you. Now you shall go down before me to Gilgal, and surely I will come down to you and offer burnt offerings and make sacrifices of peace offerings. 7 days you shall wait till I come to you and show you what you should do." So it was, and he turned. He went back from Samuel that God gave him another heart. And all those signs came to pass that day. When the anointing of God hit Saul, let me change it around and say, when the Holy Ghost came on Saul, the power of God changed him, but it changed him because the Spirit of God gave him a new heart. That's what changed him. What changed him wasn't the anointing just coming on him. What changed him was his heart changed. Are y'all with me? The heart's the key to everything. I've been preaching to y'all about the heart and all the issues come from the heart. When the Holy Ghost came on Saul, it changed him because it changed his heart. If you never have a heart change in life, then you're never going to change. You see what I'm saying? If you have unforgiveness and you never forgive that person, then you're never going to be changed and let the bitterness leave your life because your heart has to change. I believe April is the month of heart change. Why? Because I believe it's the holy month in the sense that Passover Pentecost, Passover and Easter coming about, and it's the time that all of our sins are forgiven. The greatest heart change on the face of the earth, that men could be forgiven for their sins. All right? Okay. You say, well, that's all well and good, Pastor. What are we going to do about it? Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do about it. I just feel inspired tonight to just, let's just have a good old-fashioned, 100% Holy Ghost, Pentecostal, anointing service. And this is what we're going to do. Nothing can change your heart. Now, let me rephrase that. Your heart can only be changed if you're willing for your heart to be changed. Thank God he's not going to violate our free will. He's not going to ever just come upon you and make you change. See, what happens a lot in Pentecostal circles is they get under the anointing and they get touched by the Holy Spirit, and they feel and sense the presence of the Spirit of God. But if it doesn't change their heart, when they get up from the floor, they leave, they're the same. Because just having the anointing come on you doesn't change you. It's when your heart changes. But when the anointing comes on you, and if you want your heart to change, woo, man, this is a season for miracles. This is a season to get healed. This is a season to get everything in life out of your heart. You know how when you're, if you've ever been around fishing tackle, and if you start digging around in the lure box, you're going to get hooked, right? Somehow or another, you're coming out of the lure box hooked. And what happens to us in this world, we walk in this world and the junk of this world and the wickedness of this world that we had to just walk in and traffic in life, and we get hooked. We don't know it. We walk around, we got a big old, big O hanging back here, or a bomber's hanging off of us, or 3.5-foot top water lures is stuck back here, and we didn't know it. And so what I want you to do is, I want Laura to sing this song again, and let's just prepare our hearts for this month of April. And let's just believe God that this, whatever date the last Wednesday night of April is, that we're going to have some rejoicing and some testimony then about what God's done in our lives through this month of April, and what he's opened us up to, and what he's blessed us with. And let's just worship one more time. And then I want you just to feel free just to come to the front, and I'm just going to simply anoint you with oil representing the Holy Ghost. And I'm believing it's going to stick with you all month. Not necessarily that you're going to be oily all month. It's not like that. But that touch tonight, God's going to do something in you, and it's going to stick with you all month. And then we're going to have a rejoicing service at the end of the month of all the great things God's done. Amen? So y'all just keep worshiping. Life, oh Jesus. More. Lord, I just declare tonight that as we worship you, that we prepare our hearts for this month to just be a month of miracles. That, Lord, we want to be like Saul. We want to be changed into new people. Lord, we want our hearts to be hearts that are moldable. Hearts that are hearts of clay. That, God, that you can take and you can mold and you can create in us and prepare us. Lord, that you can prepare us for who we need to be. Lord, for who we need to be. Lord, we don't ever want to just stay the same. It's our heart's cry to be like you, Jesus. So I believe you tonight, Lord God, that as I anoint these VIPs, Lord, for you, that as I anoint them, Lord God, that the Spirit of God comes upon them in a new and a fresh way. That Holy Ghost, you move. You move over the people. You move over us tonight. That Holy Ghost, you have your way. Holy Ghost, you have your way with us. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Anointing, Lord God, of the Holy Ghost. I just declare it, Lord, this month of miracles, infilling of the Holy Spirit. Lord, a breath of fresh air, a breath of fresh air. Father, that anointing, in Jesus' name, that anointing, Lord God, that it's a month of freshness. A month of change, a month of renewal. Lord God, of the Holy Ghost. Of the Holy Ghost in our lives. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. That anointing. Fresh oil from heaven, Lord God. That fresh oil from heaven, Lord God. Pouring down upon us. Anointed fresh and anew this night. Lord, that anointing of the Holy Ghost, Lord. That anointing of the Holy Ghost, fresh and anew this night. That this month is a month of victory. A month of victory. Lord, a month of victory. In Jesus' name, a month of victory. Father, that anointing in Jesus' name. That anointing in Jesus' name. That anointing, Lord, in Jesus' name. Fresh and anew. Fresh and anew, Lord God. That anointing, Lord God, fresh and anew. This month, wow, it's like roses springing up in a garden. Wow, and Lord, it's a new, this month will be a new, wow, season. Wow, I just see these roses just springing up into the most vibrant, beautiful red I've ever seen in my life, and they have like just little dewdrops coming off of them. And the Lord says it's going to be like a new garden in your life, just a new garden in your life that's freshly watered by His Spirit every day. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father, that anointing, Lord God, a month of victory, just a month, Lord God, of just fresh renewal fire of the Holy Ghost. Just bringing joy and peace. fresh anointing this month, Lord. Lord, I just thank you for it. I praise you for it, Lord. That anointing of fire, that anointing of victory, that anointing of joy, fresh and anew this month. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for fresh anointing, fresh fire of the Holy Ghost. Fresh fire of the Holy Ghost. Just a fresh fire of the Holy Ghost. Fresh fire of the Holy Ghost. That anointing. That anointing this month. A fresh new flowing of the Holy Ghost. Rivers of just joy released into their lives. Rivers of joy just pouring forth into their lives. Joy and victory this month in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for that anointing. Fresh anointing, Lord God. Fresh, fresh anointing of the Holy Ghost. Let's be the month of victory and joy. But a fresh flow of the Holy Ghost. Just anointed. Anointed, Lord God. Father, anointing of God. The anointing of God. Fresh, fresh flow of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That this month will be a month that the oil will run down into all the cracks. Begin to heal and break and bring victory. This month will be a turn. It'll be a turn of victory as that oil runs down through. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That anointing. Thank you, Lord, for the anointing of God. The anointing of God. That this month is just a month of victory. Just a month of victory. Just a month of victory. But that anointing. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That anointing. That anointing, Lord God. That anointing. Thank you, Father, for the anointing of God. In the name of Jesus, that anointing. That this month. It's a month of sunshine and victory. Month of sunshine and victory of the Holy Ghost flowing. Jesus, 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 Jesus. I see like fresh seed beds springing up with new sprouts. And those new sprouts are just things that God's got for you. Good things, joyful things, things that you've been praying for a long time. Springing up, but it's going to grow like 100 times faster than it normally should grow. And you're going to see victory quickly. Just great things. Things you've asked for a long time. Thank you, Jesus. Father, that anointing, that fresh anointing, Lord God, in Jesus, know that this is a month of victory. This is a month. I just see like the Lord just dumped a pot off of heaven and the water's flowing. And that oil's like real clear. It's crystal clear. It looks like water, but it's oil. And that there's a new, that it's not a new flow. It's just, it's like there's an increase of the flow. And you're going to find yourself at times like your piping is too small for the amount of oil that's pouring forth, that's coming down your direction, down your pipe. And you're going to feel like you're going to bust. But the Lord says, don't worry, I'm just going to up the pressure. I'm going to up the pressure. And you're going to see great victories and things just blown out. You're going to see things just blown out by your prayers. And Lord, I just set my agreement with that. I like some of that myself, Lord. And I just declare it over him. I declare this month, Lord, by the end of the month, we'll see pressure, victorious increase, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I just thank you for that anointing. The anointing. The anointing, Lord God. The anointing, Lord God. Of a fresh new flow, a fresh fresh infilling of your Spirit. Lord, just a heart-changing, victorious, victorious touch and flow of the Holy Ghost. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Father, I just thank you for increase in anointing. Fill her cup overflowing. Fill her cup to overflowing. Fill her cup to overflowing, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I just thank you for that anointing of the Holy Ghost. Just a fresh touch of the Holy Ghost this month. Just a fresh, fresh touch of the Holy Ghost. That there's just new revelation, new victory, new joy. Thank you, Lord, for that anointing. That fresh, new touch of anointing. Lord God, that fresh, new touch of anointing, Lord. Filling their cups full to overflowing. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Fresh, fresh touch of the anointing of God. A fresh touch of the Holy Ghost. And that anointing of God. A fresh thing. Father, I just declare the gates swing open. The gates just swing open. And the anointing this month just breaks open new things in Arnold's life. New things in his life. New things of victory. New things of joy. New things of ministry. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Lord, we just give you praise and thank you for it. Father, for that anointing in Jesus' name. The anointing in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. That fresh flow, that this month is a great month, a month of victory, a month of joy. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. The anointing increases and increases and increases. Just increases and increases and increases. Lord, there's just a flood of the Holy Ghost. Flood of the Spirit of God. I see like walking through your house and there's like, it's like you think there's water in the house, but it's not. It's just that anointing flow of the river running right through the middle of your house. It's like you're just wading in it all the time. Thank you, Jesus. I just thank you for that, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the anointing. I just declare this month is a month of victory, a month of joy, a month of glorious infilling of your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for victory. That anointing, that anointing, that anointing, Lord. In Jesus' name. Lord, for that anointing, that fresh touch of anointing. That fresh touch of anointing. Lord, I just thank you for that fresh touch of the anointing flowing into her life. This month is a great month. Wow. Just an explosion of the Holy Ghost. Just an explosion of the Holy Ghost in her life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. A fresh touch of the anointing of God. A fresh touch of the anointing of God. A fresh touch of the anointing of God. A fresh, fresh touch of the infilling of your Spirit this night, Lord. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Anointed of you, God. Anointed of you, God. A fresh touch of your Spirit, Lord. This night, Lord, in Jesus' name. Just a fresh touch of your Spirit. A fresh, fresh touch of your Spirit, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, that this will be a great month. A month of renewal. A month of victory. A month of direction. Lord, I just thank you for it right now in Jesus' name. Father, I just thank you for the anointing. I just declare anointed in Jesus' name. That there is an anointing this month. A month for victory. For joy. That anointing flows from the top down. That anointing flows from the top down. And I thank you, Lord God, for that fresh breath of air this month. Just a fresh breath of air this month. In Jesus' name. Lord, I just thank you for the anointing. I just thank you for the anointing that this is a month of victory. This is the month of joy. This is the month of deliverance. This is the month that the war drums begin to beat and bring about victory and joy. That this is a month that there's breakthrough. Lord, I just declare it in Jesus' name. When I just lay my hands, you know, I see like wires snapping. And it's just like this is your breakthrough month. And as you draw close to Jesus and let the Spirit of God do it, and don't do it by your works or your abilities, let the Holy Ghost do it, you're going to see great breakthrough this month. Thank you, Lord, for breakthrough. Just thank you for breakthrough in Jesus' name. Father, that anointing in Jesus' name. That anointing right now in Jesus' name. Lord, I just thank you for it. I just thank you for it, Lord, right now. Fresh flow. That this is a month of heart renewals, a month of victory. For the pouring out, Lord God, of your Spirit. Thank you, Jesus, for the anointing. For the anointing, Lord God. For the anointing, Lord God. For the anointing, Lord God. In Jesus' name. For that anointing in Jesus' name. Filling. Full to overflowing. Fresh touch and anointing. Fresh touch and anointing. Fresh touch and anointing. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Fresh touch and anointing in Jesus' name. Fresh touch and anointing, Lord, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Just a fresh touch and anointing. In Jesus' name. Fresh touch. For that anointing, Lord. For that anointing, Lord. For that anointing, Lord. In Jesus' name. The anointing of God. Fresh flow this month. Fresh flow this month. That anointing is fresh flow this month. Fresh flow this month. In the name of Jesus, that this is the month of the fresh flow of the anointing of God. Just the fresh flow of the anointing of God. Lord, like a wind blowing through, just bringing victory. Just a wind blowing through, bringing victory. That fresh flow of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. No. Jesus, you guys can quit playing and come down and let me pray for you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus. Ooh. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. That this month, fresh anointing, flow of the Holy Ghost. Fresh anointing and flow of the Holy Ghost. Wow. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for a fresh miracle flow in this month. A new closeness to you. A new sound, a new hearing, Lord. In Jesus' name, just a new hearing. Able to hear the voice of the Lord in a sweeter way. Wow. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Thank you, Father, for the anointing of God. For the anointing of God. Lord, I just thank you for that anointing. That this month of April is a fresh start in life, a fresh flow in life. Jesus, 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 Jesus. That this month, Jesus, Jesus, huh? That there's just a stampede of the Holy Ghost in your life, bringing about victory. Jesus, just a stampede of the Holy Ghost in your life, bringing about victory. Father, I just thank you for that anointing. This is a month of victory. This is a month of the closeness to God, a month of the filling of the Spirit of God. Like he's never seen before, never known before. But Lord, when he wakes in the morning, you're just there. When he goes to bed at night, you're there. You're just filling him, blessing him, touching him, ministering to him. Revelation after revelation. Just that flow of the Holy Ghost. Just that flow of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Now, the things you're going to need to do is to remain sensitive. Don't let something take you out. Don't let trials or troubles or problems or thoughts or whatever take you out. I'm telling you, I know if I ever heard from God, I'm hearing from God to say that this month can just be, you can end up at this end of this month just smiling, you know, like, wow, what happened? You know, it's like getting run over by a truck, except in a good way. You just end up, you know, I don't even know how many Sundays are in this month. How many Sundays are in April? Just four? So Easter Sunday, there's one more Sunday after Easter Sunday. Is that right? Because Easter Sunday's on the third Sunday. So that fourth Sunday, wow, I'm believing for miracles. I don't know about you guys. I'm just believing for miracles. Amen? I'm believing for just things to happen that astound me. That's what I'm putting my expectation in. The Lord says He wants to do exceedingly abundant beyond what I can think. And I'm saying, Lord, just astound me this month. You know, just astound me. I want to be astounded. I hadn't been astounded in a while. I want to be astounded to just say, how did you pull that off? You know what I mean? It's sort of say, how did you pull that off, Lord? I'd just be standing, looking in your mirror with your mouth wide open saying, I can't believe it. Thank you, Jesus. Amen? Maybe it's a healing in your heart. Maybe it's, you know, whatever. But I just know this month is a special month. Amen? So, keep it prepared. Keep your heart prepared. You know, it was funny this morning, and you can... You can quit. I made you play so long. I'll let you. You're awesome. I don't know what I'd do without you. This morning, also, I was reading, and well, let's just look at it. Let's just go over here and look at it for just a second. In the book of 1 Thessalonians, chapter 5. And I saw something that is what's going to happen to y'all this month. Not get pregnant. Yeah. In chapter 5, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 1, it says, but concerning the times and the seasons, brethren, I would have no need that I should write to you, for you yourselves know perfectly the day of the Lord. So as it comes in a thief, as a thief in the night. Now, I've looked at this scripture for a long time, and always thought, and I always asked the Lord, Lord, how are you going to come as a thief in the night when, you know, Mark 13 and, you know, Matthew, whatever it is, 21, 22, where he talks about that he's coming back and there's going to be wars and rumors of wars and all this stuff. I said, well, how can you come back as a thief in the night when, you know, everybody's always expecting it? And see, what's funny is that every time there's a war, every time everything goes bad, anything goes on in the world, you know, we had that big earthquake in Chile the other night, everybody's like, oh, Jesus is coming, it's a sign of the times, and everybody gets ready because it's bad. But I've always said, well, wait a minute, you come as a thief in the night, you come when we're not expecting it. So if it was bad times, we wouldn't be expecting it. But this is what happened. And when he says peace and safety, and then suddenly destruction comes upon them as labor pains upon a pregnant woman, and they shall not escape. And so I was reading that, and I thought, you know, I don't believe there's ever been a pregnant woman who's coming close to the time to deliver that didn't know she was pregnant. You with me? If a woman is coming close to a time to deliver, she is miserable. She's wanting this baby to come, right? She knows she's pregnant. She knows what's going to happen. She knows she's going to deliver. There's going to be labor pains, and she's going to deliver, but she doesn't know when. Listen to this. She doesn't know the exact moment. She doesn't know the exact date. She doesn't know what's going on. All the doctors, they predict due dates, and they say things like this and like this. I don't know how come when we were having babies, we had them all in 9 months. Now they have babies in 10 months. I hadn't figured that out yet. I don't know what happened, but all of a sudden they count differently. Now everybody's having babies in 10 months. And I'm like, we always had babies in 9 months. But anyway, whether they're 9 or 10 months, a woman that's pregnant knows she's getting ready to deliver, knows something's coming. I'm telling you, something's coming, folks. Listen to me. Something's coming. I know. I feel the pains of pregnancy by the Spirit. And see, the thing is that you can say, oh, but, you know, like a woman could just be walking along, everything's okay, and the next thing you know, boom, she's in labor. I mean, there may be some symptoms. May say, I don't feel quite right. But it just happens. Are y'all with me? Well, that's what Jesus is saying. That's what he's talking about. When the day of the Lord comes back, it doesn't mean that there's not problems. It doesn't mean that there's not things going on. It doesn't mean that he's saying, I'm coming back as a thief in the night. A woman, you could say she was like a thief in the night when you equate that to giving birth. It just happened. You weren't expecting it. It just, boom. Right? And I'm believing that this month that's what's going to happen to y'all. That you're just not going to be expecting the miracle. And boom! You're just going to be just sitting there, you know, and just think it's another old day in utopia. And then all of a sudden, boom! It's just a miracle for you. Amen? That's what I'm believing for y'all for this month. That it's that special of a month. I really feel something in my spirit that it's that special of a month. Right? Now, you know, I don't have to be much of a prophet to know that we already got Passover and Easter going for us. But I'm telling you, this is the month. Amen? So look at the person beside you and say, do you know this is the month? So now I'm totally lost. I don't know about y'all, but I'm having a real good time. I feel like I just got a drunk going on here. Like I've been at the bar a little too late. Stayed up and drank just a little too much. I know some of you saintly people don't know about that, but I... So praise God. Amen? Well, I think we need to stand up. And I think we need to put your little foot out. And no, we need to stand up. I think we just need to lift our hands right now and just thank God. Lord, I just thank you for this month. I thank you for what's going on. I thank you for what's going to happen in our lives. I just believe you for miracles, signs, wonders. I just thank you for every word that's spoken over the people tonight. And I believe you for victory. I believe you, Lord, that this is glorious. And this anointing tonight just stays with us and increases more and more and more. And more all week, Lord, all month, Lord. And at the end of this month, we're going to have hallelujah testimony, Lord, of the things that you have done for us. And we give you praise for it. In Jesus' name. Now look at that person around you and say, boy, you better get ready. Amen. Well, praise God. Ushers, help me ush. So then this is going to be our first Sunday. Sunday's going to be our first Sunday, Communion Sunday. Glory to God in heaven. Peace on earth and goodwill towards all men. So put your hand on your offering and let's pray. Father, I just thank you. I believe you for miracles and finances this month, Lord. Just victory, just overwhelming miracles coming in, Lord, from the left, the right, the north, the south, the east, the west, the up, the down, Lord. I just believe it pouring over each and every person. And we thank you for it, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. We've had to make a rescheduling for Bethany coming in. She's not going to be here on the 12th. Kendra, you know, Ivan's other daughter, she's pregnant, real pregnant, and getting ready to deliver. And so we're having to make some changes. So they're going to go to Colorado for her delivery because she has to have a C-section. And then they're going to come back. And so now we're having to schedule it for the
second Sunday in May. So, little change there. So, make a calendar change, and they'll be here and bless us. Amen? Amen. Well, stand to your feet. Man. Grab that person's hand beside you. Lord, I just declare it. I thank you that it is. I thank you that your anointing's flowing, that this is a great month, great victory, great joy, and great people. And Lord, I praise you for them and thank you for them and bless them now as we go out into this old world. Let us bless others, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.